Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with her little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and she's actually being very lovely because I actually gave her her Christmas presents earlier. Well, anyway, I'm going to find out thinking, you know, tomorrow's Christmas and such, and it's the holiday, so I wanted to do my show the day before. And also trying to do it the smart way, too, because I got a notice saying that the whole, like, customer service will be shut down. For all those out there, Blog Talk Radio, their team will be shutting down, will be closed from 11 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, December 23rd, until 10 a.m. Eastern, Thursday, December 26th. So I says, you know what? Just in case, I'm going to do my show earlier because I try to have things go as smooth as possible. So when I saw that notice and I'm going, maybe I should actually do it the day before, do a special half-hour show, you know, and then, you know, people can even listen to it tomorrow night or at their leisure because it is archived. But, you know, doing the best I can, running the show. But anyway, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, happy, 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 happy. That's all I got to say, happy. And this whole month is the month of giving. So I've been dedicating my show all month long to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Its founder, John G. Hagner, has been collecting items, memorabilia, like weapons and everything, for 65 years. The man resides in Moab, Utah, and I'm trying to, you know, get funds and such for this wonderful, wonderful stunt community for a museum, for a building. And I'm going to read to you all where you can actually send donations and such. But this is something that, you know, for me personally, I think it truly would be a wonderful thing, because I think in the stunt community, you know, I mean, to come on board for me, I was welcome on board as a board advisor on the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And, you know, John, he's been working in the, you know, the business for many, many years. So it's something where, you know, this isn't just for the past, ladies and gentlemen. It's also for the present and for the future. So that's something I really think is important to me. I really think is important. And even for the stunt community out there, I mean, I grew up, and I always say, I've never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And it's something that, you know, I mean, for me personally, when I went to the movie theater and, you know, just seeing everything on screen, you're in this world of entertainment where these men and women, yes, and there's more stunt women nowadays where, you know, they risk their lives and they bring a story, you know, they bring it to life in front of your eyes. And those stunt people, they really do risk their lives. And, you know, sometimes they do these stunts that are crazy that make you laugh, but really they're death defying. And, you know, sometimes they get hurt and, you know, they have to recover, they have to train, and a lot of people think, well, you know, that aren't in the business, you know, that don't work in the entertainment field, they say, you know, they have to raise families and stuff, raise families and such, and, you know, totally understandable, but go to find out, these stunt people, they actually have families. You know, they have wives and husbands and children and such, and, you know, they actually do, like, have part of a normal life. And this is just something that they do. It's their job, and they take it very seriously. And training is a lot of hard work. And I'm not even like a percentage like these people, but I've had the experience, you know, of a little bit of training in martial arts, just beginners, just between capoeira and tai chi, just, you know, beginning martial arts, and actually working on some stunts a little tiny bit, you know, doing a little acting, doing a little bit of stunt work, and just setting foot on a set and be able to see, you know, firsthand myself how much hard work goes into the, you know, the stunt community, what they actually do. So coming on board, this right here, you can actually go to the site, and I want to bring up, give me one moment. I'm trying to bring all this up here. Give me one moment. Falling for the Stars, I mean, there's a lot of Facebook pages and stuff that you can actually go to. And I always have been reading about it, so I just have to go to the website. So give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. And so Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame, when I go to the About, so you can also go Falling for the Stars, Artist of the Stars, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, Falling for the Stars, and I'm actually going to the actual website. I'm going there, so give me one moment, because my computer is slow. Come on. Okay, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Falling for the Stars, it actually comes up, that's the top of the website right there, and it says, a nonprofit organization, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And this actually, it does say on the website, about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Lonnie Mondale, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring pots of costumes, weapons, stunts, equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, film, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home. It needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. John, J-O-H-N, and there's a couple ways to spell John, but this is how to spell his email address to get in contact with John. johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, Artist of the Stars, Stunt Stars and Legends, and you can go there and check that out more. So something, you know, in my heart that I know, you know, helping to, you know, not just, like I said, from the past, the 65 years in the past, which John was actually a part of, and he's, you know, he's the father, the co-founder of this, and just to see, you know, this to be reopened would be a wonderful thing. Because, once again, it's not just for the past, it's for the present and for the future. And, you know, the stunt community there. So I'm looking to see what else I could read about, if there's anything, a special message. Okay, here it is. Special need reminder to help the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. We moved all the memorabilia back from Vancouver, Washington on April 30th and now in a safe and secure storage here in Moab, Utah, where we will solicit donations to move into a building and once again open up to the visiting public. Donations to a building fund will aid us in this quest. It is a wonderful feeling to see everything after nearly 16 years and to refurbish and restore items so precious to everyone. Please help us with this effort with your tax-deductible donation to, once again, Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And once again, it says additional Hall of Fame information. For more features about the Hall of Fame, please go to Facebook, Falling for Stars, Stunt Stars and Legends, Artists of the Stars. And it also says go to Google Moab Happenings, articles by John G. Hagner, including newest feature, movies made in Moab area, starting with Wagon Master, first movie made in Moab, and Rio Grande. So that's just reading directly from the website, because if you do go there, you'll be able to see it. Once again, it's a nonprofit organization. And I'm just reading stuff off of here. And there's also some books that John actually wrote himself. And I'm wondering if I'm clicking on the link to see this here to bring it up on the website. And it's just a little bit slow, so I'm trying to bring this up here. Let's see. The book, it says here, Falling for Stars, the first book ever written on the history of stunts in the movies by John Hagner, a stuntman since 1960. His latest film is called Devil's Canyon. He's also a founder of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. To order your signed by the author copy, send $39.99 plus $5.50 for shipping and handling to Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. Other books by John are Dave Sharp and Me. Let's see if I can pronounce this correctly. Richard Talmadge, Bob Rose, Jocko Mahoney, John Hagner, His Ups and Downs, Stuntman, How to Be a Movie Stuntman. Each book is spiral bound, 8.5 by 11. And the price per book is $39.99 plus $5.50. If you order more than four books, there is no shipping charge and handling charge. Once again, you can actually write, you know, if you're interested in those books and to make donations, 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, Utah, 84532. So I'm going back here, ladies and gentlemen, to my, give me one second here. I also wanted to make another announcement tonight to let you know, once again, my shows are usually Wednesday nights, well, actually Sundays at noon Standard Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and also usually Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. And usually, one of my film brothers, the Horror Zakor DeLisa, he usually does his shows Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, but, you know, once again, it is Christmas, so he will be doing a show tonight. If you're interested, all you'd have to do is, you can ask him a question or call in. I'm actually going to a Horror site you can actually check out tonight. And his, I'm going to make sure I'm bringing this up to say this correctly, Ask the Unicorn. And it's actually tonight at 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. So the time is now 5:49. So I believe about 2 hours and 11 minutes, the Horror Zakor DeLisa is going to go live on the air. It's Ask the Unicorn, and it's a metaphysical paranormal question and answers with the Horror Zakor. And you can actually ask him questions tonight. I might pop up in the chat room there, you know, just to check it out and such. But you can actually go. So it's actually tonight. So I just wanted to give a shout-out. It's 8 p.m. Standard Eastern Time. You can go to his wall to click on to the link, Ahura Z. This is how to spell his name because, you know, some people, they're not able to spell it. It's A-H-U-R-A-Z. DeLisa, D-I-L-I-I-Z-A. And you can go there and click on his link and check his show out. It's kind of interesting and stuff, you know, even just to check it out. It's kind of fascinating. And there's people in the chat room, you know, if you're shy, you can still check it out. And you're welcome to ask him questions. And then, you know, there'll be a telephone number you can actually call in during the show. So check that show out tonight. But I'm telling you, more than anything, it is an interesting show to check out. So here I am, and I hope everybody's going to have a nice Christmas. And I got to tell you, I think I have the Christmas spirit locked up inside of me, you know, and it just feels good. It really feels good this time of year. I know people are so down and out this time of year, believe me. But remember, it's not, you know, just about the people who are around or your boyfriend or girlfriend or, you know, about your family. It's what's inside. It's a feeling. It's not really a present. I mean, Christmas, you know, it's such a wonderful, beautiful time of the year. And I think people get so depressed, but you forget what it is. It's this happiness that's inside. It's the spirit of giving. It's, you know, it's Christ's birthday and stuff. And I think sometimes when you mention that, it drives people crazy. But, you know, I mean, you people know that, you know, me of all people, Shelly Nunchucks, I respect, you know, all culture and stuff. And I just ask for a little, you know, just want to wish people Merry Christmas, meaning wishing you well, wishing you happiness, you know, wishing you a happy new year, you know. It's just something that I wish everybody has a beautiful, wonderful, you know, Christmas tomorrow. I really do on, you know, the eve of Christ's birthday, you know, being born tomorrow. So I'm wishing everybody well, and I hope, you know, you have everyone has plenty of food to eat, you know, and just have a nice, warm place to stay, especially tonight and tomorrow. So I wanted to do the show once again tonight, and usually my show is actually Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, and I will be, and I'm getting a lineup of guests for my show, and also I will be trying to convert my radio shows to YouTube. So that's another thing, too, I will be posting on YouTube also. So, you know, I've been trying all month, once again, to try to get this, you know, fundraiser going as best as I can for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it's something that, you know, I mean, I grew up watching all these, like, action films, and, you know, I was more into, like, playing with G.I. Joes and doing all crazy stuff like that, and I always wanted to be a ninja. You know, one of my favorite guys that I look up to, for crying out loud, is Jack Chan. It's just something, you know, I'm just, you know, feel very blessed that I was able to enjoy these films and these features and stuff by the action people, the action community. So it's something that I just wanted to say and just thank them so much from the bottom of my heart. So if you're interested in giving, remember to go check out Falling for the Stars, and you can go there and check out John G. Hagner. And I believe that John, you know, I think he does also do, you know, some painting, not paintings, but some pictures. like of John Wayne and such, and it's beautiful, wonderful. I mean, you could check it out, Falling for the Stars, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, John J. Hagner, and, you know, I think the pictures himself that he draws, I think it's about $65, and you can check that out, because I know sometimes when people make donations, they want something in return, and John is really a wonderful artist, and you've got to check him out, and, you know. Well, it looks like my half hour is up. The special, you know, dedication I wanted to do, help out with the fundraiser for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Just remember, you know, if you have a dream out there, like I always say, you're as good as anybody else. So you go for it. And just to give you a heads up, I'll be doing stuff like this more and more. And I just feel very lucky and very blessed and very honored to be able to do all these things. And after doing about over 142 shows, and I'm just keep trying my best. Every single day, just trying my best. So if I can hang in there, anybody out there, you people can hang in there too. Just like it says, if you have a dream, you go for it because you're as good as anybody else. Well, as I open up the show with that strong battle song, you know, that, you know, warrior kind of song, I'm ending the show. So everyone, remember once again, if you're going to enjoy the holidays and you're going to drink, don't get behind the wheel of a car. You know, if you want to pass out after having a drink, that's fine. Just like crash on the floor, don't crash your car. Just get, you know, designated up, have some fun, enjoy yourself, but be smart and don't get behind the wheel of a car. Well, everyone, thank you so much for supporting me and tuning in and, you know, bless you all. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.